This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now for us to review what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Welcome to the talk radio review. Excuse me, as my frog is starring with me today, and also Victoria Jones from the DC radio company, Rick Jensen, who's here from WTEL on loan. As they, what does Limbaugh say, on loan from God or something? His brain
talent on loan from God.
Talent on loan from God. Yes. That's what it is.
Okay. Always an honor.
Jensen's not here. He's not representing God or anybody else. He's representing himself. That's it. That's enough. And Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. The stories, and I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, the stories this week from the folks at Talkers Magazine. The Super Bowl and all that stuff, the trade deadline, the things in sports talk radio, of all of them, the most, at least the one that I get most enthused about is the fact that the pitchers and catchers are reporting next week. And then 10 days after that, the players and the game start at the end of the month. So,
hooray.
And we are, by the way, as of this weekend, 40 days from the first day of spring. What a bunch of wimps we've become.
And we shouldn't blow through this without talking about Frank Robinson, who passed away this week.
Yeah, passed away at the age of 83. Why was he in hospice, Richie? Did he have no
bone
money
cancer
at the end? What was?
So I guess it was just for care.
That is a painful cancer.
But, I mean, he was really a man. You talk about it. I oftentimes as a kid, and then more of an adult, Jackie Robinson, and people always used to wonder whether they were related. They weren't, but they broke the barrier. Jackie for players, and Frank Robinson for coaching. He was the first black coach, and I think he coached for three different teams, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And he was a very even-tempered guy, and everybody just liked him. He was very, very soft-spoken. Anyway, so he'll be missed. And 83, frankly, is quite young, I think, in this era to be dying. So, yeah, you were right, Richie. You would be remiss without mentioning him. At number 9 on the countdown this week, relations with China. Is there anything new there? I see some of this stuff, and I don't guess there's a little bit of trade news this week. And whether it benefits, my main concern is the American family farmer and how he and she continue to get screwed by the government. The State of the Union address this week, not a word about the American family farmer.
Talk about the farm bill.
Yeah, the farm bill. But he didn't talk much. There's nothing in there the president. I like to look at the president as a cheerleader and somebody who really can get people rallied around what is the essence of America. I'd like to think that was the case, no matter who the president was, Richie. And Trump doesn't do it for the farmers, even though he needed the farmers were the reason he won. And certainly there's no Democrat that understands. We just don't get where it's very frustrating as a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, to look at the landscape and see how many people are just so totally clueless.
Explain that. How are the farmers the reason he won when most of farming in this country is corporate farming? And it's done with machines, and the family farm has gone away. So the amount of people who actually run a farm in this country are what?
2% of the population.
2%?
2% of the population makes their living on the farm. It's a little less than that, actually, but for round numbers, it's 2%. And those people were almost completely, especially in the states where he needed to have the electoral vote, he needed to have the count, low-population states where there is lots of agriculture, Midwestern states. Mid-South states, right. They were with him. And those of us are... I don't even want to be involved in government programs, but they've got so inveigled themselves in the lives because that you can't do anything. It's the government this, it's the government that. You've got to have somebody come and inspect, you got to do this, blah, 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 blah. And so the farmer can't get away from it. So there are all these programs they use to try to, I suppose, like with any welfare program, they're buying votes. and it's become very convoluted. The whole farming situation in this country has been so compromised. And anyway, I got off on that, and I probably should stick to the numbers here.
No, actually, it's very important about it because when you have American China exports down 37%, that's very, very important. It's a $360 billion business there, Doug. So, there are people listening right now who may not be directly involved in farming, but they are certainly affected. These tariffs, again, exports are down 37%. Who knew that we would actually lose billions of dollars in pistachio exports? But that's happened as well. What you're talking about actually is significantly important.
Yeah, but you see, thank you, Rick, for pointing that out. The average American is so far removed from the source of food, from the supply. More and more people are getting sort of back into it. The locavore movement has impacted local farming produce, especially in a very positive way, and it's helped bring around the resurgence in some places. I was talking to a farmer who's in his 30s, didn't come from the farm, but decided he wanted to be on a farm, found a niche, bought 20 acres of land, and has made a success of it. But it's not an easy row to hoe, pardon the pun. And the old-timers don't want to embrace technology, which is where a lot of, you know, like it or not, that's where a lot of the business is, in technology. The new tractors, I wouldn't buy a new tractor to save my soul. When they stop running because there's something wrong with a computer in the tractor, you can't fix it yourself. You got to call a guy who comes to your place for $90 an hour to fix it. Farmers can't afford it. They can't.
But old tractors you can fix. Wow. Like old cars.
Well, exactly. I got tractors. I have 13 tractors on my farm, and the newest one is a 1987. Most of them are in the late 60s, 70s, early 80s, and you can fix anything. Get a hammer, get a welder.
Don't need a computer programmer.
Don't need a computer programmer. Nope, none of that stuff.
What you need, Doug, is some horses to start pulling things.
Well, we have those things arrive on the farm as well. Matter of fact, this past summer, we had a couple of teams of horses that come from a sanctuary out in western Massachusetts. These big draft horses that are fabulous. People love them.
Oh.
And yeah, that's where farming began. In the days when, you go back 200 years before they even had steam power, horses were everything. Without the horse, you would have no agriculture because they had some oxen, but the draft horses really did most of the work. All right,
Doug, you're going to have to change your theme song to Weird Al Yankovic's Amish Paradise.
That's okay. I'll work on that, Rick. Victoria, Rick, and Rich here. I'm Doug Steffen with the fix for your back. Those of you who say, oh, my aching back when you get up in the morning, no more will you have that problem when you use the ultimate lower back relief formula from Purity Products. This is a fabulous product that works. I have a problem with my lower back. I have the L3, L4, L5 disc that have been gonzo since I was a teenager. And so I thought, well, I'll impress everybody by what I could lift. Well, I was the strongest kid around, but in doing so, lifting things the wrong way, I wrecked three or four of the discs in my lower back, and the muscles that support them are what the problem is today. So a lot of times when you get a spasm or back ache, as people call it, it's the muscles reacting to things being out of line. So if you want to relax the muscles, that's really what this does. The lower back relief formula from Purity Products relieves the stress and the strain on your muscles. Maybe you don't care how it works, you just want to know it works. Okay, so I'll tell you how to get it. Call 800-291-4180. 800-291-4180. No matter where you are, whether it's today, tomorrow, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, somebody's going to answer that phone. Use the DJV code, and you'll get a free bottle of Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Free bottle. You'll be asked to pay the shipping. No big deal. Couple of bucks, and it's on its way. The Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is just that. The Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula from Purity Products. 800-291-4180. Please help yourself to a satisfying life. Walking is smoother. You'll just enjoy things so much better if your back is not a distraction. 800-291-4180 for your free bottle.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
Herpesin L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpesin L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpesin L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpesin L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
All right, back to the talk radio review with Victoria and Rick, Rich and Doug. Number eight, Venezuela. Oh, we add to that. I think number seven, the problems the Democrats are having in Virginia, or Democrats in general, trying to figure out what to do with this guy. What's the solution? All three of you are close to the nation's capital. You actually live in Virginia, Richie.
Yep.
What's the hoopla? Or what is the story behind the story at this moment?
The Black Caucus and the Virginia Democratic Party are hitting it right. Governor Northam should just step down. That attempt at an apology and an explanation was a debacle, and you cannot recover from that. But he's going to hang in there because the line of succession behind him is such a mess that he may be able to walk out of this. But I think the lieutenant governor should have his day in court. The accuser should be heard. They should look into it, and they should deem whether he is guilty or not, and then make the decision on it. He should not be deemed guilty before all the facts are heard. And I think that the state general attorney for the state, you know what? The guy dressed up as one of his favorite rappers for Halloween. And that, to me,
is different than
the Northam picture, blackface, where it's kind of like the old 20s, quote-unquote, Sambo blackface.
Right.
That, almost to me, is really offensive. But dressing up as one of your musicians that you like, or even the Michael Jackson thing, I mean, if somebody wore a Barack Obama plastic Halloween mask, where's the difference between that and dressing up as your favorite rapper for Halloween? Using makeup.
Or even putting blackface on.
Well,
you can argue that.
I think,
remember, that's what got Megyn Kelly fired, was asking why blackface is racist. And, not in the bad ratings, too. Well, what about Joy Behar? I mean, at 29, she was in blackface at Halloween. She was on ABC. They're making a joke out of it. And yet, as a white guy, I have asked friends of mine. They said, you know what? No matter how you do it, even if it's Curtis Blow, whatever, it's demeaning. And that's my friends. They're saying it's demeaning.
Stay away from it. Yeah.
Yeah, so
you can't win.
Time to go.
But it wasn't, not that I have any love for the Democratic governor of Virginia, but when he did that, it wasn't the same politically as it is today. All right, 21 after on the Talk Radio Review.
Many
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here we are moving along on the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits according to the work done by Talkers Magazine. You can find this list of stories and people each week enumerated at talkers.com. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden is at the studios of Radio America. The plot thickens here as the week ends. There's a whole lot of hoopla around Jeff Bezos and what he's doing to outsmart, outplay, outmaneuver the National Enquirer, which is dirt, trash, yuck, garbage. The people. I remember working.
Talking about
it.
That's
in
an
Palm
investigative
Beach.
Journalism.
Oh yeah, okay.
Juggernaut.
Oh yeah.
I remember.
He's cooperating with Mullen now. Yeah.
When I was doing mornings in Palm Beach eons ago, I became very friendly with a woman who was their chief reporter, National Enquirer's headquartered in Palm Beach. She used to come on my program every week to lay the groundwork for whatever it was they were covering. She was a legitimate, and most of the people who were there were legitimate reporters. She was lured from the Palm Beach Post over there. They paid her almost twice as much as she was making as a reporter at the Post. They wanted people who knew how to write and knew how to investigate, and she and her husband both worked at the paper. And so the things that would come up every once in a while, she didn't do the lurid stuff. But, I mean, the stuff they're doing now is Larry Flint-esque. And to take Bezos apart the way they seem to want to, maybe because of the connection to Trump, who knows if that's the motivation for it. But it looks like Bezos, Victoria, is going to outsmart them by just publishing everything they were going to publish before they publish it. I don't know whether I'd do that or not. But
Well, what happened was after this first story came out, Bezos launched an investigation into how the texts were leaked to the Enquirer, right?
Meantime, for those of you who don't remember, there were naked pictures of Bezos that supposedly he posted or sent to his girlfriend.
To his girlfriend, Lauren
Sanchez. Reporter. Yeah, right.
So meantime,
so somehow they got published. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So meantime, the Enquirer has admitted to paying hush money to the woman who said she had an affair with Trump in order to keep the story quiet before the election. Also, the Enquirer is refinancing its debt. So AMI wanted to end Bezos's inquiry into how they got the text, according to Bezos in this blog post, and tried to do so by threatening to publish more photos. Now, Bezos published these emails from the Enquirer, and AMI, which owns the Enquirer, warned Bezos and his lawyers that the Enquirer was about to publish photos of Bezos and Sanchez, including a, quote, below-the-belt selfie, otherwise colloquially known as a D-something pic. And the Enquirer would agree to not publish the photos, according to an email from AMI's lawyer, if Bezos backtracked publicly and said there was no reason to believe the Enquirer's coverage of Bezos and Sanchez was politically motivated. And Bezos is saying, that's blackmail, and hey, here are all the emails, everybody.
It just seems to me that when Jeff Bezos says the National Enquirer is guilty of extortion and blackmail, he just read their mission statement.
But they claim to be a legitimate news outlet. You can't call it blackmail, but it's basically blackmail behind the scenes. In other words, we will not publish this story if it is a four-letter word, Doug, that rhymes with pick.
Anyway, one of my mentors taught me when I was a kid working on a local radio station. He said, Richie, I don't know that you can let this go on the air or not. Never get into a pissing contest with a snake. And the pissing contest, the people that we're talking about are the National Enquirer. But again, when you get into a contest with somebody who has unlimited resources like Bezos does, these guys at the Enquirer are like flies. He could swat them away. And so I think it's bad judgment. 28 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with all the ladies and gentlemen of the Talk Radio Review.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. What happens to your blood after you've donated?
We're going to separate that into the various components of blood.
Dr. Justin Kreuter says blood donations enable much-needed patient care.
Most likely, your blood would be used for a medical patient who's suffering a disease, or it could be used for a patient that's having surgery.
Donated blood is separated into red blood cells, platelets, and plasma, and each has different storage needs.
We can keep the red blood cells for 42 days. For platelets, we can keep them for 5 days. For plasma, we can keep it for a full year.
And for these reasons, having a supportive blood donor community is critical for patient care.
Every time that you donate, that's going to be relieving suffering or enabling some medical, surgical cure to happen. And I think that's the thing we have to remember.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Vivian Williams.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar has joined a crowded field of Democrats who are seeking the presidential nomination. She spoke in Minneapolis.
Our nation must be governed not from chaos, but from opportunity. Not by wallowing over what's wrong, but by marching inexorably toward what's right.
There's a high-level meeting going on this weekend near Washington, D.C. The White House is hosting a group of Capitol Hill lawmakers at Camp David, the rustic compound in Maryland that's hosted key peace accord talks. Top administration officials say it's an opportunity to build bipartisan relationships. Discussions are expected on efforts to pass a bipartisan border security package to send to President Trump as a short-term spending deadline approaches. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The week of February 4th to the 8th is our focus on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, overviewing some of the stories, the ones that are juicier, ones that we have some new input on, frankly, where there may be a shift in the wind. The work is done by folks at Talkers who listen to all the Talk Radio shows around the country, the national ones, the local ones, the stations themselves. So there's a lot of work that goes into putting these lists together, compiled every single week of the year. And we're kind of playing around with the bottom end of the list. I thought it was interesting. Number 6 this week, more focused on those who would be king or those who would run. Elizabeth Warren apologized for being Pocahontas. Let's see, who else do we have in here? The woman from California, whose name I can never remember, used to be the attorney general here, now is the senator.
Kamala Harris, another woman you disparage.
People will try to accuse me of being a sexist because
let me make you feel better, Victoria. Hey, Doug, how about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden is good in retirement. I think he's all right for, but I don't know what Rick thinks about it because he's a Delawarean and Rick's a Delawarean.
Here in Delaware, 48% of registered voters are Democrats. I'm obviously in the majority, and if Joe Biden's corpse was running, he would get 90% of the vote in Delaware.
There you go.
Okay.
They love the guy.
Not, I'm not sure how he would do nationally, though, under the circumstances. I guess it depends on
everybody's
who else is
saying
attacked.
he's the only thing that can beat Trump right now.
Well, but can he? Trump will emasculate him with his foolishness, making fun of him and his age, and he can't remember anything. And
his
falls
age,
down. I mean,
Trump on age, really?
Well, I'm just telling you what he'll do.
I know what he'll do. No, he'll make fun of him on his gaffes, which is fascinating from a man who, you know, is a serial misleader, but who is not held to account for it. But Biden makes gaffes. I think there are people who can beat Trump. I think the difficulty that the Democrats I think somebody like Julian Castro is very interesting. I think Hickenlooper is interesting. But the challenge for the Democrats is, of course, it's like in the horror movies, the claws coming from inside the house. It's the Democrats themselves.
Yes.
That's their problem, and Trump is longing to run on the Green New Deal. You know, he intends to run on socialism, which is not what the Democrats are. He intends to run on, you know, they're aborting live babies. They're aborting babies age two.
Well, say what you want about the Republican Party, but the Democrat Party is eating themselves from the ends. They really are.
They've both done that. They've been eating their young. For years.
You've got Elizabeth Warren and AOC all the way over to Schultz running as an independent. I mean, there's a wide, wide breadth of candidates there, and they're not going to be able to, whoever they pick, the other half of the Democratic Party will not like them.
So unless Nancy Pelosi gets a whip and starts whipping them into line, they are in trouble, in
you
my
know,
view.
She's not capable of doing that.
Thank you for bringing up Nancy Pelosi, Victoria. I wanted to ask you, there's a meme going around with all of the Democratic congresswomen in their white dresses. And Rick knows the meme that's going around.
Yeah.
And it basically says that they, you know, independent women in Congress, they were told when to stand, when to clap, when to sit, when to, and it was really interesting. I mean, obviously the meme takes a shot at them all. You know, they were told what to wear. They were told when to stand and clap. And you could see Pelosi, like, telling them, sit down, no.
Sort of orchestrating it.
Stand up, yes.
Orchestrating it.
Like an orchestra leader.
And
yeah.
I just wonder what you think about that.
I don't, well, first of all, they weren't told to wear white. They wished to wear white.
Okay. They got together and decided to wear white, whether they were...
Yeah, they got together and decided to wear white, so it wasn't a uniform.
What about the whole, you know, when she basically hushed them, and you could see her, she could not help herself. She would tell them if they started to clap, no. You could see her hand motioning to them.
Right. You know, that they have free will. And they can do what they like.
not according to her.
Of course they can. They can do exactly what they like. And they did stand. They stood for Trump. And they, you know, they stood when he talked about women gaining jobs. And they did that. And so, you know, they can do what they like. So I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, in the Republican Party, you've got a one-man party. So if in the Democratic Party, you've got a woman who is exercising some control over her own caucus, I don't see why you would have a problem with that.
I don't think Trump has control over anything.
I don't think he does either, except himself, maybe, and not even that. Let's move ahead, as long as we're talking in this vein. Number one issue this week, number one story is the President's State of the Union. For me, the most compelling moment was when he introduced the family of the fellow who'd been killed by the illegal immigrant. I think that taps into what the American public thinks, knows, feels about this issue, whether we can get around it with all of the foolishness, the nonsense of the wall, that discussion, and now these caravans of people coming all across Mexico, another group coming up, all of that stuff aside. I think that there's a crystallization around an image like that that gets, I've been talking about it in this vein for years and years and years on the radio, because I think, excuse me, it really is a very serious problem. And yet other people who are in support of allowing all these people to come here, if they have a place, if there's a job, if there's a reason, and we need people who have their skills, absolutely they need to come in to our country. And more often than not, although we're not getting the lesson out of it, they teach our children a lesson. Many of the Asians and some of the people, the Indians, people coming from other parts of the world who really have skills that American children are not learning en masse. We have really a dangerous situation here in our country, and Trump doesn't speak to it. I don't think anybody really is speaking to it. They're so involved in their own egos that they're letting this thing, the whole business about what people are doing with their time and what's happening to their brains and their bodies. I don't know why people don't see this. We have a whole generation of people who are wimps. They have no muscle tone. They have no strength in their brain. Everything is relegated to the device. Their thinking, their actions, what they do, what they know. And I see, you know, I've talked about it, you know, all these people love these zombie shows on TV. There's a reason for that, because we've created a whole generation of, maybe a whole country, a world of zombies.
So, well, Doug, we can have an intelligent, meaningful conversation about immigration and what it means to this country, but Congress can't do that. I mean, you talked about the State of the Union. Trump was conciliatory. Nobody took it seriously. And there's Nancy Pelosi and Victoria Honest. She was controlling those who want to be on committees and have positions of some authority or power or meaningful participation in Congress. And she's the one that was making faces, rolling her eyes, and playing with the papers, origami, hand puppets, whatever she was doing. I think that shows the fact that they're not going to have a serious conversation about this like you're trying to have, Doug.
Well, May I respond? Yeah,
may I respond? Well, I think that's what you get when you have divided government. But this is not the first time we've seen that. There were no hand puppets. There was no origami. She did move her papers around. Of course she did. I'm not a spokesperson for Nancy Pelosi at all. But, yes, of course you saw that. We would have expected to see that. Of course we would have expected to see that. It wasn't an entirely conciliatory speech. It was two speeches in one. It was partially conciliatory. And by the way, President Trump did not, as his aides wished, congratulate Nancy Pelosi on ascending to the speakership. That's what his aides wanted him to do. He refused to do that. It was partly conciliatory, and it was partly launching a 2020 campaign based on socialism, fear, and late-term abortion. And that was very smart because he had a very large audience. I think it was a smart political move on the president's part.
Well, Victoria, I got to disagree.
I got to do a couple of little things here. This will go on until tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And it really bespeaks to, I am going to say one thing here. I respect both of you. Richie and I have been through these conversations ad nauseum for years and years and years. As people who are sitting sort of not on the sidelines, because I've never been on the sidelines, don't want to be on the sidelines, but I will tell you, as I listen to some of my friends and my brethren, and I consider both of you to be my friends, you are part of the problem, in my estimation.
Boom!
Because there's an inflexibility on the part of people who have Victoria can be somewhat flexible. She says, over the years, I've known her for a long time, she's become more flexible ideologically, and she may resist that, but that's how I view it. Rick,
no, I am flexible ideologically.
I enjoy talking to Victoria. She's intelligent, and she is open-minded.
Right, but she still has a tendency to color things, because that's the way the radio wants us. The radio world today wants us to color things. So Jensen is perfect for that, because he comes across as a partisan, as somebody. My point of view is the only point of view. The other guys can do no wrong, and I don't mean you personally, but the guys who are on the radio and the women on the radio who are always right and other people are always wrong. It just isn't that way. none of us are always right, and none of us are always wrong. And the fact that we keep hammering away at this, unless we mean our job is to get ratings so they can sell advertising.
Our job is to keep an audience.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Keep that audience. You have to zone in on a specific group, and you have to cater and speak to that group. Mm-hmm. And that's
so I'll have a strong opinion, but I do try to do it. I do try to do it in the form of a question, Doug. I do invite.
I have great respect for you; otherwise, you wouldn't be here. But
thank you, and you too. Yes.
Well, I would be here whether you were here or not.
All right. And you have been. Yes.
Yeah.
I think the time that Nancy Pelosi, and it could have just been the way that the photograph was captured, because you can catch me in photographs with my eyes closed, and if they published them, they'd say, well, that woman needs to be put away, was the walrus clap. And in that photograph, she appears to be unbelievably condescending to Trump. Now, is
she is unbelievably condescending.
You watch the video, and she's condescending in the video, too.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And I think that was a big mistake for her. Will it last?
It was funny.
I don't know. But it was very funny. But
she's
completely
condescending.
It was silly. Yeah. It was silly.
She's all right. 46 past the hour. Let's wake everybody up to put them to sleep. If you are not having a good night's sleep, not getting the rest you need, My Pillow presents their pillows. So you get them at half price along with all the pillows, all the things that you can find in the catalog. You go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, you save 50%, in some cases 55%. You just have to see. And all the pillows, there are things for your dog. There's just such a wide array. And the folks there will give you credit. If you're buying over $200, they'll finance it for you. All of that at MyPillow.com. So many reasons to go there. Clean up the pillows, get the better pillows, wash them, dry them. It is the best way to get a good night's sleep. And it's all at MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV for the best prices.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT. Fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's so much pain.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
TikTok time, 53 after the hour. Charlie Keenan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to go through the top five technology stories of the week, as determined by Victoria's research. Number five is a focus on Hulu competing, in a manner of speaking, with Netflix, it would seem, Victoria.
Yep, it was great news this week for people who have Hulu or people who maybe have been thinking about signing up for it. They've actually dropped their price from $7.99, which is the current price for the basic plan. Now it will be $5.99 starting February 26th. Now, this is for their, this was only previously offered on a promotional basis, but now they're making this the regular price for the plan. The $11.99 per month no commercials plan on Hulu will actually stay at that same price. There's also a $12.99 Hulu and Spotify combo subscription, and that will also stay at that price. But if you want to get in on the entry level, you will have to sit through a few ads, but it's nothing that people seem to really be complaining about that much. So for $5.99 on Hulu, I think that's a great deal. Netflix earlier this week announced that their prices were all going up. Now, Netflix doesn't have any commercials, so that's kind of how they justify raising their prices, because they don't make anyone sit through any ads. But if you want to save some money and see some good content, Hulu's the way to go.
All right. Next up at number four, speaking of competitors, Google is trying to compete with Waze. I don't know if they will, but this is their attempt at doing that, right?
Yeah, that's true. A lot of users of Google Maps, when they're on long road trips, they've complained that the app doesn't show any speed limits of the roads that they're on. This is something that Waze has been doing for a while already, and there are some other...
So just use Waze. Why bother with Google? Just use Waze.
Well, a lot of people don't like the interface of Waze, which it looks kind of like a cartoonish video game in a way. I didn't really like it at first. Now I really love it.
I like it a lot, yeah.
A lot of people just like the convenience of Google Maps. So now at least you'll be able to get a few extra things, like you'll know where the speed cameras are, what the speed limit is of the road that you're on. And so there are a little bit of updates there just to keep people, if you already use Google Maps, it got better.
All right. Number three on our way to number one this week, the countdown of the hot items from the world of technology, a focus on Verizon. Oh, aren't they wonderful? No, not, but
no,
explain
they're
the
not. This is a similar story to the Google Maps. Their Verizon is way behind the other competitors like T-Mobile and AT&T, and so now they have jumped on the bandwagon. They will start offering free spam and robocall protection to all of their subscribers starting in March. So typically, if you have Verizon Cellular right now, you've had to pay an extra $3 a month for spam blocking and robocall filtering. So now that will be included in your regular monthly bill. This will apply to all Android phones and iPhones, all the phones that are supported by Verizon. And again, it just brings them up to speed with what T-Mobile and AT&T have been doing this service for free for a long time. So it's preventing robocalls is on the top of everyone's brain. Everyone is trying to come up with more ways to filter out these spammy calls that look like it is sort of your number, but it makes people more likely to answer it when it looks like their own number. So there's no way really to get around that, but that's the latest from Verizon, trying to save face, basically.
Number two, speaking of face, Facebook is positioning itself here.
Facebook has a new petitions feature called Community Actions. And so instead of going to change.org, you can actually stay on Facebook and start a petition that way. There are all kinds of petition pages that they already have going. There's a moratorium on new drilling page, and people in Philadelphia are wanting a better pedestrian safeguards. All these local community things. Facebook has said that they want everyone to be able to use their own network of friends in order to get more signatures for their petitions. One thing you cannot do, though, is tag President Trump or Vice President Mike Pence. They are totally exempt from this. You cannot include them in any way.
Gee, I wonder why. Number one, wow, look out, all these people affected by this breach, Victoria.
This is being called a mega breach. This is 770 million people. This is bigger than Equifax. It's bigger than any breach that I think anyone's ever
known of. Bigger than big.
Yeah. This is over 770 million unique email addresses and 21 million unique passwords. They were all posted to a hacking forum. And so the number one thing you can do, I say this all the time, but please listen, do not use the same password for every website. This is what happens when these breaches come about. All of your stuff then gets compromised.
All right. So there's the story, or the stories. Top five tech items this week, courtesy of Victoria. The Dougster, all together here, 59 after the hour.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.